Hey, what's up, you nerdy plant humans? It's Vikram Balik, and I'm back with another episode of The Plant Prof. How's it going today? You good? You good? I need a haircut. I know you can't see this on the podcast, but if you're looking on YouTube, my hair is absurd. Check that out. It's absurd. It's getting long. So anyone else need a haircut? This has nothing to do with plants, but you know, I've been haircut poor. That's not the right word. I have not been able to get a lot of haircuts this year. I've gone a couple of times. I have a barber who does a wonderful job. Her name's Debbie McElroy. If you're in Lubbock and you need a haircut, go see Debbie. She's great. But I haven't been in a while. I'm super like the worst about it. I go every now and then. Most of the time, I just forget and don't go until I look like a what's the big fuzzy thing from Star Wars? A bantha? A bantha? No. I look like a weird beast, weird hair beast from Star Wars. I don't know what I'm talking about today, so I'm just going to keep going because I'm rambling at this point already. It's Monday morning, y'all. Does this podcast already sound like a Monday morning? That sure feels like a Monday morning. So we're talking about waterproof plants today. I got tagged in a video on Twitter or from Reddit, a video shared from Reddit to Twitter by my buddy Stephen Morris. So Stephen, by the way, is the host of the Persuade You podcast, which you should be listening to. He likes a lot of things, and he researches a lot of things. And then he tells you, human, why you should like those things too. So you should go check it out. Persuade You is a great show. Anyway, he tagged me in this video that was pretty much the guy who posted it said, today I learned that dandelions are hydrophobic. And it's like, it's 2020. Who's hydrophobic? It's a joke. It's not a good joke, but it's a joke. Pretty much the way this video works is this guy had a dandelion. And if it was not this time of year when there's nothing out there here in Lubbock, America, I'd go grab a dandelion and test this and show you. So if I find one, I'll do it. But he has a dandelion that's seeded out, and you've seen these. They're these little puffballs of seeds that when you blow on them, they drift away in the wind like a scene from a weird anime film. And he had a thing of water, and he was like dunking the dandelion down in the water, like the head of the dandelion. And he would put it in, and the seeds would kind of fold up, and he'd pull it out, and it was dry. Put it in, it'd fold up, pull it out, and it was dry. And he said, yo, they're hydrophobic. I don't know. I haven't really looked into this specific dandelion thing much yet. It makes some sense, right? So if you are a plant that has seeds that are dispersed by the wind, they need to be light and fluffy. And if a rainstorm or a heavy fog, like it's foggy and misty and kind of gross here today, if that will wet down those seeds, then there's no way for those seeds to disperse, right? They'll stick to the ground. They will seed out right at the base of the parent plant, which is in general not what plants want. Plants want good dispersal of their seeds out through the environment, so there's less competition for the mother plant and for the other plants around them. It gives that next generation of plants, as well as the current generation of plants, the best, chance at long-term survival and carrying on the genetic line. So it makes some sense, I think, that this seed head would be hydrophobic. Now, you'll see after a rainstorm that these seed heads, these dandelions, get beat up. The force of raindrops hitting them will knock them off, all of this stuff. So it's not a perfect system, but it does make sense that there would be some hydrophobicity. So I started thinking about waterproofing in plants or different methods plants have developed and evolved over time to exclude the environment or alter their environment in a way that makes it easier to grow. So let's talk about desert plants real quick. Desert plants live in an environment that's hot, dry, often windy, and they want to preserve as much moisture in their system and in the soil as possible. So if they're a plant that transpires, which pretty much means transpiration is the process of the little openings called stomates on the bottom of leaves opening and water vapor leaking out into the atmosphere, pulling water from the soil, etc., etc. If they're in an environment that's dry, that's windy, very low humidity, very hot, where they're not going to get much available moisture, they want to control transpiration as much as possible. And there's some basic ways they do this. Sometimes the leaf size will change, so you'll get very, 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 very small leaves, right? So on a cactus, For example, the prickles, there's spines, glochids, there's two or three different types of structures. They're little modified leaves. And they're modified in this way so that water does not escape, and it also provides additional protection for the plant. You'll see some pine trees that maybe live in dry climates. They have small scale-like needles. A lot of desert plants will have small, tightly clustered leaves, again, to increase the local humidity and reduce the amount of water lost to the environment. So they are waterproof from the inside out. They'll also form what's called a waxy cuticle on the outside. So a lot of plants that look, so succulents are a good example of this. A lot of succulents, Christmas cactus or Thanksgiving cactus, which I don't know, you probably can't see that it's blooming, but this, hang on, I'm trying to point on YouTube to figure out how to indicate it. I'm really not good at this, man. There's the Thanksgiving cactus on my shelf behind me in my office, and it's blooming right now, but it has these thick, waxy leaves. So one, that protects it from water loss, but it also protects it from liquids and other things getting into the leaf, right? So it is hydrophobic. It is a lipid layer of wax, of oily wax, that when water hits that leaf surface, it beads up. So plants don't take water in through the leaves. They take water in through the roots, and they don't necessarily want things getting in through the leaf, because the kinds of things that get in with water into the leaf are often bacteria, fungi, or viruses that can cause damage to the plant. Also, sometimes insects and some other stuff. There's other issues there. But that waxy cuticle prevents water loss or reduces water loss to the environment, but it also keeps weird stuff from getting down into the leaf. You'll also see plants that have what are called trichomes, which are little leaf hairs on them that creates that serves a similar purpose. These leaf hairs are also generally hydrophobic from the outside, but from the inside, as that water vapor is released through the stomata, it gets trapped in that layer of hairs. So it creates what's called a boundary layer of humid air that creates a boundary between the leaf and the environment. It regulates water loss, and it keeps things from getting in. So while I don't know about this dandelion video, it may be a thing. And this, again, as soon as I find a dandelion, I'll do another video on this, and I'll test it out. I think it'll be fun. It may be next spring, summer, before I get to do that. But if I see one that has not either gotten mowed down or totally obliterated by this point, we'll give it a shot. It'll be fun. Not that I don't believe whoever posted it. It was on the internet, so obviously it's true. But I'd like to try it for myself, and I'm going to do a little more research on why this may happen, but I think it's for a seed dispersal thing. So plants are waterproof. They don't want things that are not supposed to be in the leaves or in their system getting in. Yeah, there's a lot more to this. This is a big topic, and it's kind of debated. The purposes of some of these structures are debated a little bit, but in general, it's for protection for the plant and the preservation or the exclusion of water. So plants are waterproof. Not all plants. A lot of plants are waterproof, though. So, hey, if you have questions or comments or a cool video you want to send me that I can talk about, send them my way. Hit me up on social media. You can find me at The Plant Prof on Twitter, Planthropology pretty much anywhere. And I would love to answer your questions and talk about your stuff. So, y'all be cool, and we'll talk tomorrow. Boop.